This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan is set to embark on an official visit to India from today. During the visit, the Crown Prince will meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The visit aims to further strengthen the already robust ties between the United Arab Emirates and India. Sheikh Khalid will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, and prominent economic partners from the UAE. During his stay, the Crown Prince is scheduled to engage in discussions with senior officials in India. These talks will explore opportunities to enhance cooperation across key economic sectors, building upon the significant milestones already achieved for the mutual benefit of both countries and their people. In addition to high-level meetings, Sheikh Khalid will participate in several activities that showcase the strong economic and cultural bonds shared by the UAE and India. These engagements are expected to highlight the diverse areas of collaboration between the two nations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India is willing to work with like-minded partners on specific agenda like the Quad. Virtually addressing at the FPCI Global Town Hall yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said over the last few decades, the world has witnessed the unfolding of globalization that has driven a rebalancing in the world order. He said it has matured to a point where there is a talk of a genuine multipolarity emerging in the near future. The External Affairs Minister said, this is a far cry from anything that the world has experienced since 1945. He said, it is not just that there will be more players of consequence, it is also that their relative weight has undergone a big shift. Dr. Jaishankar said, furthermore, the approach of nations to global issues is also no longer the same. He said, many big powers are now content to do less and the newer ones more reticent about stepping forward. He added that in many situations, it is left to the regionally significant players to sort out their own particular mess. The External Affairs Minister said, beyond this, world is also looking at a more sharpened contestation between the US and China on a range of areas. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticized the opposition parties for trying to bring back the old system in Jammu and Kashmir and start talks with Pakistan. Addressing party workers in Jammu yesterday, he asserted that till there is no peace, there will be no talks with Pakistan. Mr. Shah said, the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice to any community including Gujjars, Pahadi, Bakarwals and Dalits who have been granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. He said, the coming assembly election in J&K is historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the Indian constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that all the new applicants for Aadhaar cards have to submit their National Register of Citizens NRC application receipt numbers. Talking to newspersons in Guwahati yesterday, he said that the move would help in stopping the influx of illegal foreigners. It may be stated that this year, 54 illegal immigrants have been detected in the state so far. Mr. Sharma said that multiple measures are being taken to detect illegal immigrants across the international border of Assam. He said that additional forces would be deployed in border districts as per ground assessment to assist the border police. The UN has said it would want that a full investigation is done into the killing of a US-Turkish woman in the West Bank during a protest on Friday. The spokesman for the spokesman for the UN Secretary General Stefan Jurek said people should be held accountable, asserting that civilians must be protected at all times. An American activist, Aysa Nur Ezgi-Egi, was killed after she was hit by a bullet in head while participating in a protest in the town of Beitar in West Bank's Nablus district. Her family said in a statement that video showed she was killed by a bullet from an Israeli military shooter and called for the US to investigate. Paralympians Simran Sharma and Navdeep Singh have brought India's medal tally to 29 at the Paris Paralympics, including 7 gold, 9 silver and 13 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.